This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, yesterday, before the end of the show, one of our callers, I believe from Baltimore, Tom, had brought up a very interesting topic. He was talking about, and we didn't get time to discuss it, where, you know, we're trying so hard to diminish, you know, narcotic abuse and drug abuse. And, you know, he said, what if we just let it happen? And we didn't get to expand on this thought, but I understood what he was talking about. And, you know, like what's happening with marijuana, when do we throw in the towel, let it happen, learn from it, and then make a decision based on that? You know, does the American public need to see consequences for them to learn? Now, you know, marijuana, many of us do not feel is a dangerous drug. And, by the way, we do have a medical story how marijuana causes gum disease. So that's not really going to scare anybody. And I don't want anybody to be scared. In fact, you know, I am very excited about marijuana being legalized because I'm not excited about the legalization, but I'm excited about, you know, seeing what we can learn when we, you know, get to study it to the degree that we need to. But, you know, it's an interesting point. You know, if we decide, as we're trying to fight drug abuse and alcoholism, et cetera, you know, what if we just throw in the towel and let people manage themselves? And I hope I'm not misinterpreting what, you know, he was asking. Of course, when it comes to drunk drivers or when it comes to, you know, our kids, no, okay, obviously we need government in place, et cetera. But, I mean, what about cocaine? What about meth? Well, I don't know. I'm a little confused. I don't know where I stand on that. There was a gentleman who, an older gentleman who killed his wife and then he jumped out of a window. And I don't know if he had Alzheimer's or dementia. And we know that men, sometimes when they suffer from dementia, they get very, they could get very, angry. And, they could lash out. We don't know if it was drugs. He was an older gentleman, not usually in the age group for those types of drugs like spice, et cetera, that can cause people to go off on a tangent, which is why I'm not thinking it was cocaine or anything like that. But, you know, still, it can happen. I mean, people of all ages can use drugs. But, you know, when it comes to people using drugs, okay, and us having to step in, you know, the idea to step in to save them, that's not something a lot of people get behind. But people will get behind saving other people. So, like, for example, if spice didn't cause people to go completely berserk and then start to injure themselves and others, many people wouldn't say anything. Which is why with marijuana, it's been kind of quiet. You know, many people that do marijuana, they don't necessarily hurt people. Okay, usually people that do marijuana, they're kind of nice. I mean, they're really nice to be around. And so the reason why I bring that up is, you know, when Tom, and again, I don't want to, you know, misquote him, but, you know, when he was talking about the idea of, you know, let's get out of people's business, let consequences happen and see, I still think it's our responsibility as society to make sure we still keep our citizens safe. And there, I think there's a lot of drugs out there that fail to do that and that unfortunately put other people at risk. Marijuana, though, could still unfortunately fall under that criteria. You know, I'm not convinced that people drive well on marijuana. And so I have no idea what's happening in Colorado now. I'd like to see the studies on what's going on with traffic accidents, what's going on with traffic citations, what's going on with speeding. Do you have people, fathomed by a school zone? And so while they're driving, you know, while marijuana's in their system, are they not slowing down in school zones? Go ahead.
So I read a fascinating study, and I've been trying to find it because I don't remember who wrote it or where it's from. I wanted to cite it, but there was a study done that indicated that people that either didn't smoke regularly or never really smoked and then got high just had no tolerance and were just gone. They couldn't drive. They were pretty much, they're functionally worthless. But people that smoked every day, the guy that smokes a blunt when he wakes up and, you know, gets high all day and then goes to sleep, absolutely no problems driving, none at all. And that was one of their biggest things. That and the testing abilities, because it's not something that you can really readily test in a breathalyzer or in the bloodstream so much. And the cursor that they use to track it is creatine, which is also found in other things. If you've used a hemp-based skin lotion, there's a case involving a woman who used a hemp lotion that a tanning salon offered her, and she failed a drug test and didn't get a job.
Mm.
So there's a lot of questions on how do you test for it, how do you,
right.
Especially when you're on the road and driving. I remember Michigan passed a thing where they had something where you put it on your tongue and it turned blue if you were high, but it didn't get implemented because it didn't prove sound. And there's just tons of weird testing, and everybody reacts differently to it. I've got a friend who, obviously I work at the bars, so you can't not be around it, but there are just some people, like my friend's mother, who, she smoked one Christmas, and, she was a habitual user of other drugs too, and so she had been clean. It was like, I'm just gonna smoke this joint, and ended up climbing the Christmas tree from it.
I mean... So again, you can't, it's not very predictable depending on, we think it's, stereotypical where, everybody's all calm, cool, collected, but everybody could react differently.
And that is probably the biggest question on the topic of marijuana and legalization of it.
That's excellent. Excellent point. Thank you. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this is interesting. So researchers at Johns Hopkins published a study in the journal BMJ, British Medical Journal, last month that examined the rates of medical error-related deaths in the United States. I hate these studies because it makes us look like idiots. Come on, people. In their analyses, the researchers reviewed data on nearly 35 million hospital admissions and calculated the nearly 200,000 deaths per year due to medical error. Okay, this is ridiculous. If we are really making medical errors to this degree, this is ridiculous, and something does have to be done. I just can't believe 200 people are dying a year from doctors and nurses making mistakes. I find that really hard to believe. I mean, we all have to pass the same sort of tests. I mean, you know, we all have to have similar ethics in our training. Anyway, based on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC rankings, this would rank medical errors as the third leading cause of death in the U.S. today. While there's some debate, they say, in the medical community as to the accuracy of this number, thank you, exactly how it was calculated, there were mathematical models and extrapolation of data involved. Ah! See, there were mathematical models and extrapolation of data involved, okay? So what does that mean? Well, let's say there's 1,000 hospitals throughout the country. Okay, let's just say. But they don't look at 1,000 hospitals. Okay? They look at 10 hospitals. And they look at 10 hospitals, and they find five medical errors causing deaths of the 10 hospitals. So there were five in those 10 hospitals. If they want to look at what happens in 1,000 hospitals, right, then they have to multiply that 5 number by 100. So they multiply that 5 number by 100, and then they get 500 in the 1,000 hospitals. That's that. If somebody was doing a study such as that, that extrapolation, okay, that's a mathematical model of extrapolation. Okay, we'll look at this amount of hospitals, and then we will, you know, calculate it on. That's one way. So, yeah, I find fault with that if they did something similar to that. Okay, so the person that wrote this was very concerned. It's Dr. Kevin Campbell, an assistant professor of medicine, Division of Cardiology at University of North Carolina. Some of you have asked, yes, I'm an assistant professor at Touro University, so I could have written an article such as this. No. Huh. Maybe I need to. I am an assistant professor at Touro. Maybe I will. Anyway, so they say, what are the causes of medical errors? They say the reasons for medical errors are varied. One source could be a human error, right, or poor clinical decisions made by a healthcare provider that may lead to negative outcomes. Like, I don't think I'm going to give you oxygen today, and then the person dies. I mean, that could be an error, right? But they think it's more system-type errors. System-type errors mean poor communication within a healthcare facility. And he actually writes a good piece. So it's poor communication between a healthcare facility, issues with patient handoffs, transfer between units, and checks and balances within the electronic medical record system. Okay, so handoffs. When I would do a 36-hour shift, okay, so I would come in one morning. Actually, it'd be longer. I'd come in at about 3, 4 in the morning, round on my patients, get them ready for then the resident rounds, then the attending rounds. Okay, and then I would get to go home the next day at 6 p.m. at night. Before you go home, if you were taking care of those patients for 36, 37 hours, whatever, somebody new coming on, okay, needs to know a little bit more about the patient. Now, usually what we would do with the service is most of us would know roughly what was going on with each other's patients. But still, I'm leaving at 6 p.m. that night, so I need to let them know very clearly and concisely, even though I'm half asleep, on what that patient needs. Now, they don't do that anymore where people are up for 36 hours straight, but still. So I would let them know, look, all right, the potassium was low at 4:30, so we gave him some potassium rider. We need to recheck the potassium, and then if he needs more elevated or you know, increase it, et cetera, watch his fluids, watch his output. We noticed his urinary output was down today. We're also doing a culture because I thought the urine looked a little cloudy, you know, that kind of thing, okay? So you do a handoff. Something like that, if I, let's say, forget to tell them to be on the lookout for the potassium, and there's an issue with the person's potassium, that could lead to a medical error. You see? Okay. And then the electronic medical record system. Well, if something doesn't get saved, something doesn't get clicked appropriately, that could be an issue. They say system errors often occur due to poor protocol design, interruptions, and distractions in the healthcare environment, as well as complexity issues. Too many steps and too many people involved in a single task. Well, I think there's a variety of things. Also, you know, when you take a look at, you know, the nurses, you have nurses that have to deal with multiple patients. I mean, you know, that could get very confusing in and of itself. You know, it'd be nice where it's just one nurse, one patient, but it doesn't happen that way either. So if you want to avoid medical efforts, errors, it's a team effort. But, you know, you as a patient, you want to be engaged, as he suggests. So first they say ask about the skill of the surgeon and research his or her background. Okay? All right, and they also say look at the procedure volume. So let's say the doctor has to put in your chest tube. Okay? You have a right to find out how many times have they done this before. Many of you are afraid to ask because you think if you're going to ask, you're going to insult the doctor. Tough. We doctors know that we're going to be asked about our experience. And, I mean, if we're good doctors, we understand why you're asking. And if we're really good doctors, we pick up that you're scared. Okay? And that you're concerned. And so you're trying to reach at, well, maybe where were we trained is because you're scared. And a good doctor will sit down and go, what are you concerned about with this procedure? Well, you know, you're going to be sticking something into my chest wall cavity. You know, that makes me a little nervous. Okay? And then the doctor has to explain what they're doing. Okay? I mean, I didn't train at Harvard. Okay? And I didn't train at Yale. I didn't train at Johns Hopkins. I trained in University of Nevada, Reno, and I did some training at UCLA. And the reason why my patients felt very comfortable with me and very confident is because I would sit down, engage them, and explain to them what I was doing. You know, I've been accused of talking too much, but I think that's what made me a good doctor. And I'm not saying this to, you know, blow smoke in my ear. It's because, you know, I just did things a little differently. Whereas when the patient's like, well, you know, so I don't know, so my chest's hurting. So what do you want to do? And many doctors will say, okay, well, I'm going to order an EKG, I'm going to order a chest x-ray, I'm going to order some cardiac enzymes, and I'll let you know after we get these results. I did a little differently. And I go, well, let's break this down, okay? You have chest pain. So what's in your chest? Okay, we got your heart. You got the lungs. You also got your esophagus. You know, so, you know, let's try to, by process of elimination, rule things out. He used to do that a lot of times with dizziness. You know, somebody would bring their child and that they were dizzy. And I'm like, okay, I got to convince this parent to work with me when I want to order these tests. Okay? Or if I just want to observe. So I have to bring them in, okay, to what's going on in my head. Because if not, I'm not going to engage them. They're not going to understand. I'm not going to then be able to enlist them. Remember, the three E's. You have to engage, you have to educate, and then you have to enlist. So here I'd say, you know, look, okay, you know, a dizziness. It could be caused by blood pressure, the cardiovascular system. It could be caused by maybe her sugar's high. Maybe it's a salt, an endocrine issue. Maybe it's a neurological issue. Maybe it's, you know, I would break it down into systems. I go, dizziness can be caused by this, 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 and this. Chest pain can be caused by this, 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 and this. And you engage it. And so, taking the time to sit down and it benefit something that a lot of people can't, unfortunately, benefit from. Doctors are very busy. Okay, I couldn't sit down and talk to every patient like that. Thank heavens I had patients coming and going, look, I just need a blood pressure medicine refill. I'm doing everything you told me. Here's my blood pressures for the last 6 months. I'm up to date on my physical. I'm up to date on my blood work. I'm doing everything you told me to. Just give me my refill. Thank God we had some of the quicker type of patients so then I could sit down with the ones that I had to spend time with. Okay, not that even though I think every patient, including a blood pressure patient, deserves plenty and plenty of time, but some of my patients in a hurry that know what to tell me, know what to show me, are making sure they're doing their blood work and doing everything they're supposed to. Luckily, I don't have to spend an hour with. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about some other things you can do to prevent medical errors being done to you. But don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're spending a lot of time on this because this is an important topic, medical errors. We're being told in this one report from the British Medical Journal that 200,000 deaths per year are occurring in the United States due to medical errors. And again, that was an extrapolated mathematical modeled number, but still alarming nonetheless. And so Dr. Kevin Campbell, who's an assistant professor of medicine, division of cardiology at the University of North Carolina, had written a piece in Fox News talking about ways in which to avoid it. And so we spent in the previous segment how you have every right to ask the skill of the doctor. You have every right to do that and ask the procedure volume. You know, I told you when I was looking for a doctor to refer my patients to for colonoscopy, I was very worried about a complication that happens during colonoscopy called a perforation. if the scope hits a little diverticular pocket, a little pocket that could be in your colon that's a little thinner than the colonic wall, or if there's a disparity, some lack of technique or lack of skill, a very, very rare risk of a colonoscopy could be a perforation. Well, I need to figure out who to refer my patients to, because one of the doctors that I was referring people to ended up being the doctor that was arrested because of the hepatitis scandal. And so many of us had to find a new doctor. Well, when you call up and ask a doctor how good are you, I mean, they're not going to say, look, I suck. They're not going to say that. So what I decided to do is, rather than asking a bunch of GI doctors, you know, how good they are and how many times they had perforations, I instead decided to ask a bunch of surgeons. And I figured I could ask surgeons if they had recently had to fix or repair a bowel that was perforated by so-and-so's colonoscopy. And so when I brought up a couple names, the doctor sitting there was like, well, yeah, you know, I had to repair one of his today, actually, and yeah, I repaired one of his last week, so-and-so, Dr. so-and-so, Dr. so-and-so. Then when I brought up Dr. Yakov Shabashnikov, who practices in Las Vegas, Nevada, the surgeon said, who? Who? And I go, that's my guy. So none of you have had to repair a doctor who? I was like, that's my guy. And thank God, in the 16 years of practice, not one issue with any of my patients in terms of a technique issue with the colonoscopy, thank God. And it had been a relationship. The reason why I say had is because I've closed my practice and I teach now at Troy University. But I found a doctor that way in terms of his skill. So my suggestion to you is, if you are in a position where you are asking the doctor about their skill and you just don't know if you can get the right, objective response, sometimes what you want to do is you want to ask other sorts of specialists about what you know, because word of mouth is extremely important. Also, you can check with the medical board. Okay? The medical board will have many times lists of sanctions. You know, if the sanction has to do with, failure to keep timely medical records or something like that, that's one thing. If the sanction is, failure to use proper hygienic practices or something like that, that means something else. So sometimes the medical board could also provide some insight. But the problem is, you know, if it's a nurse or a auxiliary staff member that made the mistake with the chart or made the mistake and it reflected on your practice, that doesn't necessarily mean the doctor in a hospital setting is going to have that same issue. So again, you got to be careful. Never go to Yelp, never go to the reviews online, because those are done by a lot of ex-employees or ex-spouses or ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends. And unfortunately, your health is on the line. You need to know. And I told you I had a patient where I wanted their surgery done by this one surgeon because he has never let me down, and every patient came out, healthy, no complications, knock on wood. And the patient read Yelp reviews. And I looked at these Yelp reviews, and they made absolutely no sense, because I had been sending patients to this particular doctor for over a decade. So you got to be very, very careful, because she wanted to pick somebody else who had good Yelp reviews, and I didn't even hear the guy. So it was a little concerning, so you got to be very, very careful. They see number two, ask why you're having the procedure and what are the alternatives. Okay? So, for example, you need to have a breast biopsy. You're like, okay, can you please explain why I'm having this procedure? Well, we see a mass on your mammogram, et cetera. Well, I've always had that mass. You have? We don't have any of your prior records. She goes, well, the records don't exist. The mass, the records are over 10 years. So when I asked my doctor to forward them, they were already purged. But I had a similar mass already there, same size, etc. So what are the alternatives? Well, then We could try to see if there's any ways to find the records, even though they're over 10 years old. Or maybe we could do an MRI, or maybe we can, you know, or we still have to biopsy, because if you don't know what spot this was in exactly, this could be a new spot. But at least, you see what this is doing is it's allowing a conversation between you and the medical provider. And that is what is so valuable. Also, they say you want a physician to offer an opinion, but make sure that opinion is based on data from clinical trials. Okay? You don't want an opinion based on, you know what, I just don't like colonoscopies. I never have, so I'm just going to tell you to do the virtual. That's not, you know, good enough. Ask what about the risks and what rate do complications occur. Most surgeons will know the rates. Okay, and these types of numbers. Okay, and most surgeons will know the risks. Okay, well, you know, you're going to be having surgery for your appendix. Okay, the risks of not taking out your appendix is if it does burst, then you have, you know, infection that goes throughout the body, you know, et cetera. You could, plus bowel perforation that could happen if it ruptures. Very, very dangerous, very deadly, et cetera. However, the rest of the procedures, we're going to be cutting you open. We are going to be cutting. We are going to be taking out part of the bowel. The appendix part, there's a risk that it might have already ruptured, so there may actually be leaking feces into your body. We don't know what we're going to see until we get in there. There's a risk of infection. There's a risk of, you walking around the next day and busting open a stitch. So they need to go through that. There's a risk from the anesthesia. They need to go through that. You know, these are very, very rare risks, but you need to know. That's why they get something called informed consent. And you sign before you get the procedure. This informed consent period is when you should have ample time to ask. Then they say before agreeing to any test, ask why the test is being done and how it will change management. Now, he says doctors love to order tests. I don't want to say we love to do it, all right, but these are some of our tools. So if, let's say, you had bleeding in your stool, and I say, I am going to order a referral to a GI doctor so you could get a colonoscopy, and you ask, well, why am I getting this done and how will it change management, okay, if the bleeding is only hemorrhoids? I have to tell you, well, because what if this isn't hemorrhoids? You're bleeding rectally. Yes, hemorrhoids bleed, but what if you have a mass above the hemorrhoid? A, that's why you may have hemorrhoids, and B, that could be where the blood is coming from. We can't assume the blood is coming from the hemorrhoid until we take a scope and we see. So this is why we want to do the test. And so it'll change management, because if we don't find a tumor causing your bleeding, then we could just treat you for hemorrhoids. But if we do find a tumor, then we're not going to, you know, wrongly concentrate on the hemorrhoids while you have a tumor that could be metastasizing. Number five, they say when somebody brings you a medicine, ask what it is and why you are taking it. Very important. Have everybody double check. Remember I told you there was an RN who was about to give the MMR vaccine to my four-month-old when you don't give the MMR vaccine to a four-month-old? And I wasn't trying to question her. It was a really pretty shot. And I go, that's pretty. Which one is that? She goes, it's the MMR. And I go, you don't give the MMR. So that's when I learned you need to ask very judiciously and have them double check and show you what they drew it from. And if they have a problem with that, you find a new provider. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our
love. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, National Blood Donation Week is already underway. We are really excited about that. It's going to be September 4th through September 10th, and then each state is going to have, hopefully, their state blood donation day on September 10th. Very, very important in light of Zika virus preventing people from donating blood, and especially since we are hearing of blood shortages throughout the country. If any of you want to help in your respective states, it's not a lot of work. I have this down pat. I know exactly what needs to be done, but I sure would love to have your help and have your involvement and your enthusiasm. Please contact us at drdahlia.com, D-O-C-T-O-R-Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H.com, or at hotmail.com, because I would love to get your help. All right, Detroit Tigers, Francisco Rodriguez, said that he contracted the Zika virus in his offseason. The former Met and 34-year-old Venezuelan said he was sick for 2 weeks with severe aches and pains, had bad headaches, and that he, quote-unquote, would not blame any athlete who decided to skip the upcoming Olympics in Rio over concern for the mosquito spread illness. Said if they have plans to have kids in the future, you've got to think about it, he told ESPN. You have to be aware of that as well. You have to do some homework, some research about it. Last week, however, the World Health Organization said there is no public health justification for postponing or canceling the Rio de Janeiro Olympics because of the Zika outbreak. Wow. Yeah, I don't know if postponing would do it. I think the Zika is going to be around now for a little while. So it was very interesting that Rodriguez came out and he spoke about this. He said he started with a cold. It was like cold-type symptoms while at home in Venezuela this offseason. And then he couldn't shake it. And then he was tested, and the results came up positive for Zika. He said it wasn't a cold, trust me. It wasn't a cold. A cold, you have a sneeze, you have a headache, you take a couple Tylenol, and you're done. You don't have a cold for 2 weeks. You don't have a body ache for 2 weeks. You don't have headaches, throwing up, weaknesses for 2 weeks. Thank God he got out of it unscathed with neurological deficits. Thank God. He did. The six-time All-Star closer, who recently notched his 400th career save, says it took him 2 full months to feel 100% again. Sounds a little bit like mono, doesn't it? He says it's something people have to be careful with and worry about. There's no vaccine for it. It's not like you take a shot and get better. It could be global. So very interesting. And we'll keep you guys posted. There's a baby that was born in Hackensack, New Jersey, with microcephaly. It was a woman who was from Honduras, and she contracted it in Honduras. Was not sure about the extent of the deficits that had caused the baby until the baby was born. And we'll keep you guys posted. Smog in the news can make blood pressure soar, but what's even worse is that blood pressure could remain high. Here is more evidence that air pollution has increased risk of developing dangerously high blood pressure. The findings stem from a review of 17 studies conducted around the world. Each assessed a possible leak between blood pressure and dirty air related to common pollutants like vehicle exhaust, coal burning, and airborne dirt or dust. They say our results demonstrated that air pollutants had both short-term and long-term effects on high blood pressure risks, said the study author. He is deputy director of the Environmental Health Division of the Guangdong Provincial Institute of Public Health in Guangzhou, China. I apologize for any mispronunciation. Now, they say in the short term, a few days of increased air pollution could lead to more emergency hospital visits due to temporary spikes in blood pressure. In the long term, those living with consistently high levels of air pollution could end up with chronically high blood pressure. High blood pressure is a key risk factor for stroke and heart disease, which is obviously the number one cause of death worldwide, and high blood pressure itself is associated with about 70% of fatalities globally. So, smog, air quality is a huge public health threat. They say high blood pressure is a key risk factor for stroke and heart disease, the number one cause of death worldwide, and high blood pressure itself is associated with about 17% of fatalities globally. So it's urgent to take more actions to protect our environment. So, you know, this was very, very interesting. I think what they looked at was sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides. So nitrogen oxide comes from fossil fuels that power factories and cars, and then sulfur dioxide, which is a fossil fuel emission. They said those were bigger culprits than ozone or carbon monoxide, as well as the dust specks, dirt, smoke, droplets. So that's very, very interesting. So long-term exposure to nitrogen oxide and particulate matter was linked to greater risk. Now, they say the findings did not establish a cause and effect relationship between these elements, but it did appear that ozone and carbon monoxide were tied to higher blood pressure but did not reach statistical significance. So, we're looking at the actual fossil fuel emissions. I'm not sure what the next step is, but for those of you that have high blood pressure chronically and that you live in areas where, you know, you have high smog, you may want to think about moving. Migraines. A study has talked about how migraines increase your risk not only for stroke, but this is the first study to say that it also could increase your risk for heart disease. They say migraine should be considered a marker for increased risk of cardiovascular disease. Remember we talked about the risk factors for heart disease? You could be a smoker. You could have diabetes. You could have high blood pressure. You could have a previous heart attack. You could be a male over 40, female over 50. You could have a family member with heart disease. Okay, but another issue now they say is if you suffer from migraines. Now, what is a migraine? So a migraine, these are these headaches where you got, oh my gosh, I never want to say, look, I got one. You know, you got this intense throbbing and pulsing, and you could be nauseous or vomiting, sensitive to light or sound. And we've known for years that it could be linked to increased risk of stroke. But this new study also ties them to heart attack. And get this, even need for heart surgery for cardiovascular disease. So at the study start, 15% of women had migraines during 20 years of follow-up. More than 1,300 women had a heart attack or stroke, and 223 died from one of those conditions. Now, we're not saying a migraine causes a heart attack, but maybe women who suffer from migraines are more at risk. In this study, they said women with migraines had about a 39% higher risk of heart attack, 39% higher risk, a 62% higher risk of stroke, and a 73% higher risk of heart surgery. In addition, migraine was linked with a 37% higher risk of dying from heart attack or stroke. So, not good. You know, personally, if you suffer from migraines, I don't like you on birth control, oral contraceptives. I just get a little bit nervous, the oral contraceptives with the estrogen, when you have migraines. Now, I don't know if they're making recommendations yet to advise women to avoid estrogen-related birth control pills, and I think the reason why is many birth controls help prevent the migraines. So for those of us that get cyclical migraines because of our estrogen dropping, the birth control prevents that. So you aren't going to see yet recommendations, from what I understand, cutting back on birth control use if it cuts the headache. So, you know, people have asked, like, look, if you have a bad headache, is it hurting you, you know, having the headache, and should we take a pain pill? The problem is that these pain pills don't knock out the headache. If I take a Lortab or a Vicodin, the headache comes back tenfold, okay? But if I take, like, an Excedrin migraine, something that has some caffeine, some acetaminophen, aspirin, that seems to help me more, a lot more, than taking something for pain. So the idea of trying to stop the headache, again, there's risks with that, too. Look at how I said one of the medicines that works the best for me has caffeine. Well, if blood pressure is going up, or I'm at risk for stroke, or I'm at risk for heart disease, do I really want to be taking an excess caffeine? So, what I suggest you do is if you do suffer from headaches or you do suffer from migraines, you need to get evaluated by a medical provider. By the way, they say migraines take a toll on the spouse. They say researchers surveyed more than 4,000 people with debilitating headaches and their spouses, domestic partners, and the study highlights a significant burden that migraine could have a wide range of family activities, parental responsibilities, etc. It's true. When I have a headache, I'm like, leave me alone. Let me go to bed. Leave me alone. Don't make me do a radio show. In fact, I give you guys migraines, huh? Maybe that's where the migraines are coming from. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.